Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 101 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about your top idea. I've talked about it a little bit in the past, but essentially, at any given moment, there's usually one primary thing that your brain returns to when it gives a moment to rest. And I often have about 7 of these, which drives my wife nuts. We've talked often about the fact that I need to have less commitments, not just because I need to be spending less time doing things, but because I need spaces for my brain to not only rest, but rest and have moments where I think about things family life related, not just all these kind of entrepreneurial and work ideas that I'm doing. So essentially, when you have nothing else to do, when you're stuck in traffic or when you are using the restroom or showering or taking a walk or something like that, your brain kind of rolls onto things. And the things that your brain roll onto, often those are kind of like people frequently know those are the things that, you know, we get some really great thinking done then, right? Right. You got stuck on something at work and you go home and you sleep on it and you come back, you have an answer, or you go, you take a 15-minute walk. And sometimes you take a 15-minute walk, your brain just needs to reorient itself. But sometimes, for example, I'll often have an idea for an application or for a software as a service or for a project or a book or a blog post or a video. I'll have the idea long before I create the thing. I had an idea for a new product, not a product, like an open source thing that I want to do, like 11 months ago or something. And every once in a while, it pops into my brain. It hasn't been the top of my mind, but it pops into my brain for a little bit. I think about it, and I think about one aspect of it, one nuance. Well, how would I get this people to curate the content here? Or what would motivate somebody but want to curate the content here versus somewhere else? Or how would I handle the fact that there's this type of data coming in there, but that type of data coming in there? And so it pops up every once in a while, and I kind of think about it for a little bit. And the thinking that I do there kind of moves into the storehouse of answers that I've come up with for this thing. So every single time I've ever created something of significant size, there's been years or at least many months of thinking about the thing prior to the point where I actually get started. So this thing, I bought a domain name for it 3 weeks ago. I told everybody at Titan about it 3 weeks ago, but I've been thinking about the thing for months. And I've been thinking about it even more frequently since then. It's nearly at the top idea in my mind kind of thing, where most of my free time, I think, well, okay, here's another thing I need to think about. And then I think through it for a while I'm putting my daughter to sleep or something like that. So it's interesting that there's not just this idea of the top idea in your mind. You know, I've talked often with people about this top idea in your mind. I think Paul Graham was someone who wrote something about it recently. It's not just the fact that you have one, which of course is an important conversation because, you know, if you've never thought through these things, some important things about that are, like if you're trying to split your job responsibility between multiple roles, there may be certain roles that never get to be the top idea in your brain, which means they never either get that kind of free time thinking or that free moment thinking or that extra brain power that allows you to power through some things that might not happen during, you know, your normal actual application of the job. And so, you know, often I've told people, you know, who wanted to do 3 things. I'm like, well, none of those 3 things are going to be done, or at least probably 2 of those 3 things are not actually going to be done to a 1/3 level, a 1/3 attention level, because none of them or 2 of them or whatever are not going to be the forefront idea. So it's not even just the idea to spend on the, or the time to spend on the thing, it's the time to spend thinking on the thing. So there's definitely things worth thinking about just with regard to what is at the forefront of your mind. But what I want to talk about is giving space for yourself to process through the thing over time. It's almost as if okay, we did a developer battle. I think I'm going to get to a point eventually here. We did a developer battle recently between 2 of our senior developers, and it's their first time kind of doing this thing where there's a very short period of time. You don't know what the task is going to be ahead of you until you actually start. And it's everybody's watching you. And there's all sorts of pressures. There's a pressure of typing while people are watching you, trying to come up with answers in a short amount of time. But one of the things that Keith, who's one of our developers, mentioned was that when he normally codes, he stops and he thinks things through and he plans them out before he codes. And he finds that he really struggled during the battle because he didn't do that. And so he didn't kind of have the thinking done prior to doing the coding. And so he was trying to think and code at the same time. And I think that's part of what it is here. I like, for example, when I created Karani years ago, I'd had the idea in my head and I'd actually even started writing some code for it several times. But what it really took was endless running. So I hate running, but I do it because I try to stay healthy. And endless running sessions where I'm seeing the same scenery pass by, and so my brain just started wandering, and I wandered to various use cases and features for Karani, and I'd come back from my run and write some notes down, or you know, things where you wake up in the morning, you come up with a new idea. I think that one of the benefits of Karani is that if I had taken venture capital, I didn't even know what it was at the time, and just had to build the whole thing, I wouldn't have really known what to build at first. It was the incremental building process of putting a little out there and then kind of thinking on it. And honestly, not having enough time to work on a thing gives you more brain power. I wonder if there's actually a value to a constraint where you don't get to do the thing yet, and you need to do a little bit of thinking, a little bit of time sitting on it and allowing yourself those little kind of thinking moments before you do the thing. It reminds me of a trip I took to Mexico City with a guy named Saul Cruz with Armonia. And you take 2 weeks there, you're spending a whole bunch of time, you know, American middle-class college-educated kids, you know, working with people in extreme poverty. And what you want to do is you want to go in and fix things. You know, that's what those types of trips are usually about. You go in and fix things and feel better. And he won't let you touch a thing for at least a week. First week, all you have to do is, all you're allowed to do is learn and listen and get to know people. And only after you've had some time just kind of learning and listening and really hearing people and understanding a greater depth and nuance of their situation than I think would be normal for us to assume when you walk in and see somebody with a broken roof. Well, let me fix that roof. And only after at least a week, you know, or at least half your time of really developing relationships with people and hearing them say what they want and seeing their situations and knowing what other circumstances there are that may influence it, does it even allow you to have any part in actually making a change? And it's the same kind of thing. We can be headstrong. I had a thing recently where I felt very, very emotionally and passionately about a thing and wrote a big, long, kind of hairy email and showed it to my partner, Dan. And Dan said, okay, cool. Why don't you just kind of sit on it a little bit? And it's always a good reminder, you know, sit on it a bit and see how you feel about it in a little bit. And with emotional things, it's because you want to, you know, get out of the emotion and make sure you still are happy with how you represented yourself. But it's the same kind of thing. This okay, great, that's what you've got. But give your brain space to stretch in different directions, to be in a different mood and look at it, to be in a different frame of thinking and look at it, to allow something to bubble up in response to something else you see. You see a tweet and you say, oh, you know what? That's one of the people I wanted to moderate the thing. And I just realized, why would they be motivated to use this thing? I had not actually considered the motivation of the moderators. And so now I need to figure out what changes can I make to my overall structure that makes these moderators want to actually be participating in. And that's, you know, obviously this is the thing that I've been thinking about over the last year. It's just these various things that pop up in response to other stimuli. But if I had started building it, the moment I had the idea, I wouldn't have had that kind of thinking process about the moderators. I just would have built it and would have said, okay, moderators come in. And I never would have had that trigger to say, wait a minute, you've got to make sure this is actually valuable for them to be a part of it. So I know that the thing about the actual tool I'm talking about is super abstract here, but I think that the goal, there's not even a lesson. There's not even a message. It's just think about the value that comes from having to wait. There's value that comes from just letting your brain rest on a thing and stretch around a thing and approach the thing from different angles and different perspectives before you actually get started on the thing. And there may be formal ways to implement that. I'm not sure. But I don't know. Maybe I think there's some value for us to seeing value in that waiting. In our work and in our processes. So I don't know. I hope that's good. I hope so. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're back at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5. 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. Subscribe to us, iTunes or RSS. If you like the show, share it with your friends, rate it in iTunes. Thanks. Till next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
Ready to do it? All right, go.
From old Rainbow trying to stop me, there's gonna be some dreadhead boys in the lobby. You don't want a problem, no problem with me.
Yeah!